My name is Dorothy Davies. I was actually born Dorothy Wilkinson. I was born in 1940 in Oulton at 33 Aberford Road. I was born at home. I'm not sure. I believe Dr. Goldsborough actually came. He had the surgery next door to where I lived. Dr. Goldsborough lived at Rothwell, and he used to come every day to attend the surgery. My dad's name was John Wilkinson. His father was called Owen Wilkinson, and his wife was Fanny Wilkinson. They were my grandparents. Owen had the coal business with a horse and cart, and my father joined him delivering coal. Eventually, my father progressed to getting a lorry, and my grandfather retired. And my father had the coal ground by himself. But I remember when it was a rainy day, he used to come home absolutely wet through and the dirt pouring down. My mother used to have to put newspapers down in the kitchen. He'd walk straight into the house because there was no porch or anything. And he'd used to have to get all his clothes off, and then he'd have to go upstairs and get in the bathroom, get changed, whatever. And we used to have these dripping dirty clothes all in the kitchen. It was horrendous at the time, but of course it was just how things were then.
Was Owen still delivering coal when you were a young child then?
No, he'd actually finished when I was a young child. My father just did all the work. I don't ever remember the horse and cart, but I do know that they had one, and they used to have a problem going up Station Lane. The horse would just stop exactly when the horse wanted to stop, take a rest, and then just carry on when it wanted to. It never really did what it was told or what my grandfather wanted it to do. And I think eventually my father got fed up with that, and that's why they progressed to having a lorry. And my grandfather then just went out of the business. But then we progressed to getting a better lorry. And I remember my father going to some sales where they were selling off old RAF lorries. And he bought one of those, and he actually adapted it to being able to take coal. I do remember Dr. Goldsborough once coming round when he saw my father come into the yard, and he always admired my dad, and he said, "I just don't know how you lift the coal, John. Can I pick one of your weights up?" And he used to try and pick these 100 weights up, and he was just, you know, he just said, "I just don't know how you do it, John, and you do it all day long, shovelling coal into sacks, and then you put it in people's cellars and things like that, you know." So I think he quite admired my dad.
What kind of a man was your granddad? Did you go to their house very much?
Oh yes, I went every week. My father had a sister called Mary, and she had a daughter called Jean. So Jean and I were cousins, and Mary was a divorce lady. So Jean lived with Granny and Grandad, and Mary lived with Granny and Grandad. And I used to go every weekend and play with Jean and have dinner at Granny Wilkinson's. Granny put up with an awful lot because she got us two girls doing exactly what we wanted to do, carboning papers, women's faces, woman's own, pretending we were models and that. She put up with an awful lot. And my grandfather, he had quite a good life. He used to have his dinner, then he'd fall asleep in the chair, and we would sometimes, I remember, we used to snip pieces off his moustache to make paintbrushes, put some wood on the end and do bits of painting and things. And my granny used to just turn a blind eye to it all.
What do you know what your granddad did in his spare time?
My granddad loved to go dog racing. He was a great racing man, and I think he lost quite a lot of money at the races.
Did he keep a dog?
No, never. Never kept a dog. But I do remember once that he was under instructions to take Jean and I out one day, and we were actually taken to the dogs, and he lost the money, and we had to walk home a very long way. I'm not sure where we walked home from, but it was an awful long way. So he never got to take us anywhere again after that. I can't remember where. It might have been Leeds somewhere. It was Elland Road. That was it. We actually walked home from Elland Road, and he was in trouble.
And did Grandad Wilkinson go to chapel or to church or anything?
He was a great church man. He went to church. I think the whole family did. Auntie Alice used to go to church, and my dad used to go, Auntie Mary used to go, Auntie Nellie used to go. So they were a well-known family when the Reverend Ivor James was the vicar.
And what about Connie Wilkinson then? Tell me about her.
Oh, Connie. She was a bit of a character in the village. She was a lady, she was never married, but she had a very strong character, and she owned a little shop in Church Street, not far from where the church is. And she would, when we went into the shop, there was sort of a makeshift counter as you went in. And when she saw it was Jean and I, she would say, oh, come on, under the counter. We went under the counter and sat in the little room with her. And I can always remember my mother saying that when she started going out with my father, he took her to see Auntie Connie. And my mother said the first recollection was Auntie Connie said, I'll have to put some coal on the fire. And she stood at one side of the room and threw this coal on the fire. It all landed on the fire from a bucket. She obviously was a great character at doing this. And my mother said, I just admired her so much. Not a bit went on the floor. It all went in the fire. So, yes, she was very much a character. She sold, I can't really remember, probably bundles of sticks for lighting fires and odd things that people went to buy from her.
And sweets and things like that?
A few sweets, maybe, yes, yes.
And so was it part of her own house where she had the shop?
Yes, I think it was. She did live upstairs. I think it was only probably one room up there, and she seemed to live in the shop part. There was the counter where other people, you'd walk in the door. She sort of got this makeshift counter. So you were kept back if you were a customer. But if you were family, you just went under the counter and went in the living room.
Tell me a bit more about your dad. And when you mentioned the yard, where was the yard and what did he have there?
The yard was actually a piece of land attached to Woodlesford School. He probably had, it might have been an acre of land. This land originally was owned by my Auntie Alice. She married a man called Walter Butler. They actually had a daughter called Kathleen, who died when she was about 11 or 12 years old. There is a gravestone, I believe, in Oulton Churchyard. Well, Auntie Alice owned this land, and for some reason, my father thought it might be good for him to put his stocks of coal and probably store the lorry. And he approached Auntie Alice, and she was quite happy to sell the land to him. So my father bought the land from Auntie Alice. And I can always remember that my grandfather, Owen Wilkinson, had chickens, and they were kept on this land. So we used to go and look at the chickens sometimes. My dad would be mending the lorry maybe. He had a big shed, and he kept the lorry in the shed. He did it all his own repairs. And the shed was used when it was bad weather and he was doing repairs.
So he didn't keep the lorry and the coal at the back of your house on Appleford Road?
No. Right. At weekends, on a Friday night, the lorry was more often than not taken to the yard, and then my father would walk down, and he had a little Singer car at one stage, and that was kept in the yard behind the house. But the lorry was always kept at weekends in this bit of private land that he had.
Do you know much about where he got the coal from and who he delivered it to?
He actually got his, I think, the mainly Waterhead Colliery, which was in Fleet Lane. He had a round of customers in Oulton and Woodlesford. Sometimes, I know he went to Harrogate, Weatherby. They were exceptional circumstances, but mainly his main coal round was in Oulton, Woodlesford and Rothwell. Occasionally he had to go, if there was a problem at Waterhead, he'd go to other collieries roundabout to get coal there.
Right. And did you ever go with him?
Yes, definitely. Myself and my cousin Jean, we often, well, not often, but we did go with him. And three of us would sit in the front, and we thought it was wonderful. And all the customers, you know, oh, you know, you've got two girls, and they bring sweets out and drinks of lemonade. So we thought it was wonderful to go with him. Really enjoyed that.
And how was the coal put into the lorry? Was it like one big load of coal that he dumped outside people's houses, or was it in sacks?
Sometimes, I think it depended what people wanted. A lot of miners wanted a load of coal, in which case he would just have a load of coal in the back of the wagon and tip it up near their cellars or wherever they wanted it delivering. But customers who only wanted, say, 600 weights, it would all be bagged, and that would be bagged at Waterhead. He would do that himself, weigh out each bag with these scales and the weights, and then he would take it round to their houses. And sometimes he walked through the people's house and down cellars, and or he would deliver it through. There might be a window somewhere that went into a basement, and tip it down there.
And did he have any special clothes that he wore?
No, just his ordinary clothes. Sometimes he had like a leather apron, but he had like a regular, just normal clothes, really, with like big black jackets, depending on the weather. Everything, of course, was black, and my father was never allowed to go to the pit to get a bath. He always came home in that state. So my poor mother had to put up with an awful lot, especially when it was raining.
But presumably in Aberford Road you had a bathroom.
Yes, we did. We did. We had a bathroom, but we had an outside toilet. And we had that for about 27 years. But to my knowledge, when I was 27, the outside toilet was still there, but we always had a bathroom, and we really needed it with my dad in the trade that he was in.
Did he go straight to helping his dad from school, or did he do something else for a few years before he took on that?
As far as I know, he went to help his father, but I think when the war started, I think my father went down the pit, and I think he worked down the pit for maybe a couple of years. When, I don't know what happened then, would it have been as a Bevan boy, something like that? And then after that, then he went back to being a coal man, because by then he was on his own. My grandfather had finished the coal round, so he had to keep things together.
And he never went to do national service, he didn't have to?
No, because I think if you went in the pit, I think that you didn't have to do that.
He did that instead?
Yes, yes.
Did he have any competitors in Alton and Wandlesford?
Oh, quite a few. Well, I say competitors, they were very friendly. There was a man called Frank Armitage, who had a coal round, and then there was a Kenny Baber, and I think there was a man at Rothwell. The surname was Wood. I don't know the first name. I can remember meeting all these coalmen, and they were all just good pals, really. Yes, they obviously had a good yarn when they went to the pits and met each other, and it was quite sociable.
So it wasn't the sort of cutthroat trying to get business off each other?
No, definitely not, no. My father was never like that anyway. He just wanted everybody to be happy with what they got, and no, he would never have done anything wrong.
Did he always work on his own, or did he have somebody to help him?
No, he always worked on his own. The only time he had someone to help him, he had lumbago, and he was ill for 3 weeks, and it was the only time he couldn't actually manage the coal himself, and he hired someone, but it wasn't very successful. I think it took him a long time to get the coal round back on track after this person had probably delivered coal to wrong places, and I think it caused an awful lot of havoc for my dad.
And what about the money side of things? Did he collect money as he went round?
No, he always said that, he said, when I finish delivering coal, I'm just absolutely shattered. He said, and I just don't want to have the hassle of going round. I'm hoping that people will come and pay me. And that's what people did. They would come to the house, knock on the door. My mother was always there. She didn't go to work. And my mother used to take the money from his customers.
And did she keep the books for him?
She kept the books, yes, yes. She was very good at that, yes. And we had a basin that all the money went in. The notes obviously went somewhere else, but all the change was in this basin. Because if ever my mother wasn't there, if perhaps she'd have to go to the shop or something and I was in and someone came, I was allowed to take the money and give change. So I must have been not too dim when I was younger.